This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 7th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, slip and fall, hit and run, motorcycle, boating, I send you where you're going to be treated like family, and that, of course, is our title sponsor, everything, Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. So glad to have you guys aboard here today. There's so much action going on, and of course, if you want to be part of the action, you guys know, Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. That's right, MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats and news and scores available to follow all of your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, we are not in the greatest mood today. Last night, Eastern Conference Stanley Cup semifinals did not get off to the start that we wanted. You got Pat Riley with his season-ending State of the Union address. That's always fun. We have a shocker in the NBA last night, but also two new, I guess new, superstars in the NBA. So there's a lot happening here. All right. Glad that you're with us on a Tuesday. And all right, so here's where we're going to start. We'll get to the Panthers in a second. I do have to, we'll hit on the Panthers first. I'm very upset. But I do have to give a quick update as to what happened yesterday. So if you listened to Zaslow Show 2.0 yesterday, I told you guys, I was obviously hosting last night. I was filling in on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio alongside Amber Wilson. All right, great show. We had a lot of fun. But I told you guys, leading up to the show yesterday, I'm in a bit of a pickle. Now, what is that pickle? Okay, I knew this day was going to come. When I, you know, started working for ESPN, there was going to be a time where I was going to have to interact with people who I have said things about for years here on Miami Radio. And none bigger than what was going to happen when I finally had to talk to Brian Windhorst. I mean, I was ruthless to Windhorst here. Now we're talking 10 years ago, but I was ruthless. And I know for fact that he knows the things that we were saying. Specifically that I was saying. I mean, I could say Joy was saying things. I could say Amber was saying things. I was the ringleader. There's no doubt about it, okay? Romberg was saying things. I was the ringleader, all right? And I knew there was going to be a reckoning. It was going to come up eventually. So I'll let you guys behind the curtain. Yesterday afternoon, and I'm legitimately, it's like I'm worried, but I'm wondering what's the right thing for me to do here before the show. Should I reach out to him? Should I say something? There's not really anything for me to apologize for because, you know, it's sports radio. So like, we're Miami. It's us against the world. And we felt like we had to fight back as Miami against the national media, against everybody who was coming after us with all the LeBron, Miami, Cleveland, all of that stuff. So it wasn't meant to be mean-spirited, but we were protecting our land, right? We were defending ourselves. So there's nothing really for me to apologize, but I wanted to make sure that there's no offense or there's no anger or whatever. I certainly don't want it to be weird on the air. So I'm not trying to apologize for anything for sure, but I am wondering what kind of tact I should take. So here's what I do. I mean, think about this. This is the way that I chose to handle it, that this is the way it went down. I sent a message for advice in the middle of the afternoon to Aaron Goldhammer. That's right. If Windhorst was number one on our hit list here in Miami on 790 ticket during those years, number two right below him was Aaron Goldhammer. I mean, we were brutal to Goldhammer. Oh, did we make fun? But here's the difference. Number one, I've gotten to know Goldhammer because I think the second show I ever hosted on ESPN Radio was with Goldhammer. And I really like working with him. He's really good. It helps that he's Jewish, you know. But he's really fun to work with, and he's a good sport about all of it. And I also, like, I never felt the need to reach out to Goldhammer. Although, when we first did that show together, this is back in September, I think, October, I don't know. When I first did that show with him, I knew it was going to be fine, and we addressed it right off the bat on the air. We told everybody, you know, our little history, because he would talk about me, I would talk about him, I would take it to, you know, the 100th decibel, and anyway, we hashed it out on the air, and it was fun. But I knew that was going to be fun, because he's a sports talk show host. I know that he gets it. I know that there was never going to be any weirdness. We were going to be able to have fun with it. And I happen to like him now. But with Windhorst, I don't know. Because A, I don't know him. I've never talked to him before. And B, he's not a sports talk show host. So does he understand? Like, does he get it? I don't know if he does. He may be really offended that we had a banner hanging up in the 790 Ticket Studios with him as Tool of the Week Hall of Famer hanging from the rafters, a caricature of him hanging from the rafters in a diaper. He may not like that. I don't know. I don't know his personality. So I reached out to Goldhammer. And I said, this is the situation I'm dealing with. And I reached out to Goldhammer because he's Cleveland and I know he knows Windhorst really well. And also because, you know, I kind of went through this with him too. So I reached out to him and I explained. He's like, what kind of stuff would you say about him? I'm like, oh, you know, nothing about his appearance or anything like that, because that's obviously not cool, and I do not endorse that type of behavior at all. But I told him, like, yeah, the same type of stuff we would say about you, but, you know, a lot worse. So he suggested that Amber and I talk about it. We put it out there, and we talk about it right before we're going to have him on, and that should kind of dehumanize the, or not dehumanize, that should, you know, disarm the whole situation. It humanizes the moment. And I told Amber, I said, we have to bring it up because otherwise I lose all credibility. I can't lose credibility with you guys. I love you guys so much. I can't lose credibility with you guys if I just pretend that there's no history there. Like, I don't know how many of you guys who either are listening right now to Zaslow Show 2.0 or have been listening to me for years here in Miami. I don't know how many of you guys are tuning into us on ESPN Radio. I hope you are because I love working with Amber and I hope that you guys appreciate hearing us together again. But I have to make sure, even if it's just one of you guys, I can't have any one of you think, wow, Zaslow, big phony, doesn't even bring up the history with him and the things that he has said about Wintours. So I have to talk about it. We have to bring it up. And yeah, we did. And I thought it went really well. You know, I was very self-deprecating about it. And then we had him on and it was perfect. But I was nervous. Amber tees up the first question, and she's had him on several times. Amber tees up the first question, and then it gets to me, and like, I'm nervous. I'm almost holding my breath. Like, all right. I mean, does he give me like a two-word answer, and he kind of shuns me? You know, like Kevin Durant or Charles Barkley on Inside the NBA? I don't know. I don't know what's going to wind up happening. He's much more professional than I am. Everything went fine. So there you go. I'm not going to say we're friends, but everything went fine. There you have it. So that's an update on what happened there last night. All right, let's start out here with the Panthers. Let's get down to it. So, I got the Panther game on during the show with Amber. And game started 8, so we're an hour into the show. And I also know I'm going to get to watch like the whole third period uninterrupted. So, first period, second period, in its entirety are all during the show. So, I'm doing the show with her. I'm a great multitasker. I'm doing the show with her, and I'm also watching the game. And I'm, like, super nervous. You know how I get during the Panther games. And the Panthers score first with, like, 8 minutes left in the second period. Hell yeah, I'm super fired up. And holy shit, did that spiral out of control right quick. Because, like, 2 minutes later, the Bruins tie the game. And after that, this spiraled. They got 3 goals in the final 7 minutes of the second period. 3 goals, I think, on 3 consecutive shots on goal. And now I got to go into the third period. And, you know, it's not that I'm sweating it out. I was going to sweat it out if we were up 1-0. I go into the third period feeling, wow, we're in a world of trouble here. Then you got the breakaway in the middle of the third, makes it 4-1. Empty net goal late in the game, 5-1. And we got our ass kicked. We got, and I figured, you know, the longer the game goes with it being tight, that should be beneficial for the Panthers because the Panthers should be the fresh team. They've been off for a week. You would hope that as the game goes on, the Bruins begin to tire a bit. I loved how the Panthers played like the first 10 minutes. They were peppering Swayman. And I'm saying to Amber, oh, we are looking sharp. We're looking good out here. I loved how the Panthers played the first 10 minutes. The rest of the way, it felt like the Bruins game. It really felt like they outplayed the Panthers. And even early on, the Bruins hit a couple posts. And you felt like, now Bobrovsky made some great saves too. But the Bruins hit a couple posts. And then the thing for the Panthers, there, and by the way, the Panthers missed a couple other golden opportunities. Early in the game, Lundell looked like he had a wide open net and just wasn't able to elevate the puck at all. And Swayman was able to make a pad save. And then I think it was later on in the second period, Matthew Tkachuk, who had the only Panther goal, Tkachuk had an open net and he ended up shooting the puck wide and hit the side of the net. Like, those have to be goals. So the Panthers had chances there that they couldn't take advantage of, but the Panthers' bread and butter is they are such a tight, they are a great defensive team. They are a really good defensive team. And their defense stunk yesterday, specifically Aaron Ekblad. And that's tough to acknowledge because there was a game, I forget which game it was in the Tampa Bay series, where I'm like, wow, we haven't seen that kind of play out of Aaron Ekblad in years. Because he's not the same player he was a few years ago. To be honest with you, he's a below-average defenseman. He's been a below-average defenseman for a couple years now. But he was a warrior in the postseason last year. So and he's been here forever. So I love Aaron Ekblad. And I hate seeing a night like last night where, I'm not going to say he cost them the game, but he cost them several goals. He did. So if you want to equate that to him costing the game, okay, you could say that. I'm not really going to push back. Ekblad was terrible last night. And I know Paul Maurice addressed it. I mean, Ekblad, he was not physical in front of the net. He got killed on that breakaway. He wasn't anywhere close to stopping that. He had a terrible turnover, which led to the first goal, I believe, that Boston scored to tie the game. Ekblad was so bad last night. And I don't think he's the type of player that you sit, that you bench. He's an alternate captain. And Maurice still spoke very highly of him after the game, said he's going to bounce back. Maybe yesterday was a little bit of what this Panther team needed. Maybe they need a little bit of a wake-up call. Maybe they did. They were so great at the end of the season. They were great the first round. This shit is hard. It was never going to be a sweep. All right, I said yesterday, 22 out of the 23 analysts for ESPN, the experts, they picked the Panthers to win the series. Some of them in as little as five games. The only guy who was sus is Steve Levy. Steve Levy's sus. He was the only one who picked the Bruins. Everyone else picked the Panthers. Maybe the Panthers need a little bit of a wake-up call. And I would say, if they were going to lose, like, I would almost rather lose yesterday the way that they did than say a 2-1 game where we play our game, we're tight defensively, man, and we still lost. I almost rather lose like that because the defense that you saw yesterday from the Panthers, that's not Panther hockey. That's not the way they play defense. So I would rather lose that way where you could point to things and say, all right, that's not how we play. We're going to be much better than that moving forward. So maybe they needed a little bit of a wake-up call. I was salty, though, last night. I was really upset. But then you have to remember, right? This shit is hard. You forget that last year when the Panthers went down 3-1 to Boston, they then won 11 of their next 12 games. I mean, they steamrolled through the Eastern Conference playoffs last year after they trailed Boston 3-1. They won 11 of 12. And then they started this year winning 4 of 5. You forget almost, Stanley Cup playoffs, it's really fucking hard. And they're going to lose games. And we need to push up. So, like, I'm super angry. I'm pissed off last night. And then I remind myself, I need to butch the fuck up. This shit is hard. If it wasn't so hard, it wouldn't feel so good when we win. So, hey, the home ice advantage, that's not a big thing in the NHL playoffs. Do you want to have game 7 in your building? Yes. But it's not like yesterday the Panthers lost home ice advantage and it's some type of big thing. It's not. They do need to come out and win tomorrow. Yeah, don't go to Boston down 0-2. It's not the be-all, end-all if they go to Boston down 0-2, but I expect the Panthers to bounce back in a very big way tomorrow night. Maybe the price of the tickets go down a little bit tomorrow night, game 2. Tickets are expensive. I don't know. Maybe I look last minute and I decided to get tickets because they're down 0-1. Maybe the tickets are a little bit cheaper. Maybe that's a little bit of a bright spot. Maybe that's a positive that comes out of yesterday's loss. Panthers are going to be fine. They're going to be just fine. Last night was frustrating. This shit is hard. Winning in the playoffs, one game, is really hard. They were never going to sweep the Bruins. Everything's going to be just fine. You know where else everything's going to be just fine? When you call Brunt Insurance and you make sure that you're getting the most affordable, comprehensive insurance coverage out there. That's right. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance through Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And that's because I know, God forbid something happens with my home, I'm covered. You need to make sure you have the same peace of mind. Call Brunt Insurance today. Get a rate. 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. Maybe you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I don't live in South Florida. I love listening to Zaslow Show 2.0, but I'm not in South Florida. Should I still call? Yes, because from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys, Brunt Insurance, they know your area. They have offices all throughout the state. So wherever you're calling from, they're going to know your area. They're going to help you get the best coverage at the most affordable rate out there. You're making the right call. 954-589-2204. When it comes to your homeowners, renters, or condo insurance, there are so many options out there. You can't do it alone. Don't worry. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Their fully licensed staff is going to help you every step of the way. Give them a call today. 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. So, the big news yesterday, which was also big national, Pat Riley. Pat Riley, his annual State of the Union address. So, there are several topics to hit on there. The national media, they love this stuff because there's no one like Riley out there. So, Riley is super honest at his State of the Union yesterday, and he's taking shots at everyone because they don't pussyfoot around any issues with this organization. They're honest with each other. They're okay with making each other uncomfortable. They know we put all this stuff out there. That's the best way to fix it. But no one else does this. So when Riley says some of the things that he says there yesterday, oh, the national media, they pick up these little snippets, these little quotes. They're putting it on the television and everybody gets crazy. And everybody else feels like the shit is now hitting the fan when the reality of it is, yeah, this happens every single year. And as long as your players are competitors, as long as they are not super sensitive, they take what Riley is saying. He also says it to their face, and they come back the next year. They show some guts, and they get better. Unless you're super sensitive. You know, like a couple years ago, Pat Riley, in these press conferences, in the State of the Union press conference, he comes out and says how Kyle Lowry, not in shape, needs to come back in shape. And Lowry comes back the next year, all salty, and he's offended. It's like, get the fuck out of here. You're not for us. This happens every single year. So let me give you a few of the highlights here, all right? I'll play a few clips for you. Let's start off Riley's State of the Union from yesterday. So the very start, I mean, among the first things he was asked there, Jimmy Butler and potential changes that maybe need to be made to the team.
Who moves the needle the most, you know, on our team is Jimmy. And Jimmy moves the needle the most. He's an incredible player. And so, and what I said at the beginning about change is he's got to give it some thought himself, you know, for this thing to be what he really wants it to be. And so, and I want it to be, and Mickey and everybody else. So this five-year window, we've been pretty successful. We haven't won the chip, and I think that bothers everybody. But our organization is not about rebuilding. I'll never use the word. We'll retool as if we're rebuilding to try to make it better. We've always done that. Who moves the...
It's always about challenging these guys. And when Jimmy Butler is your best player, you're going to be challenged by Pat Riley. And one of the reasons that you know Jimmy Butler loves this organization, one of the reasons that Jimmy Butler, that he vibes with this franchise is he is okay with being challenged. He is okay with the tough talk. He is okay with them getting in his face, because he will also get in your face. Here's Pat Riley on Jimmy Butler, on whether or not he would consider trading Jimmy Butler.
Pat, if you guys determine over the coming weeks and months that your non-Jimmy and non-Bam assets are not enough to appeal to other teams to get a quality player back, an all-star, someone of that ilk in return, would you then at that point have to at least be open to considering a trade for Jimmy?
No. Not right now. I mean, you're asking the question and you want your answer and you're not going to. Get it, Barry. Okay. Whatever your answer. I appreciate the question, you know, but that one is that, you know, as Spo said the other day, I concur with everything that Spo said because he and I had discussed this, is that there's a possibility that a lot of things are on the table, you know, from that standpoint. And it's not necessarily getting another star, you know. You get another star and then your bench gets weaker, probably. And you do have some financial responsibilities to, you know, the tax and the first apron, the second apron, and all the consequences of going there. And so that's why I say there might be two or three critical players maybe in this league if they ever became available and we had an opportunity, then there's no doubt that we would go for it, shoot the moon. You know, it's what it is. We've always been that way.
All right, so far we are challenging Jimmy Butler, and Pat Riley is also saying he's not trading Jimmy. Oh, he said not right now, but he was very quick to respond there. He is not trading Jimmy Butler. I got one more for you, Riley, on Jimmy, because these are the ones like made the headlines, and I think the most interesting clips too. Here's Pat Riley. So that clip came out of Jimmy Butler the other day, right, where he was talking. I think it was at F1. He's like, I would beat the Bruins. Wow, I wish you would beat the Bruins. I'd beat the Celtics, beat the Knicks. And here's Pat Riley's old school when it comes to this on whether or not Jimmy should be talking when he didn't even play against these teams.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
Now, look, I'm not really – I think it's pretty clear, number one, Jimmy was likely sauced up when he made those clips. But also, it's pretty clear he's having some fun with the dude. They're asking him questions. I mean, Riley has to know – first of all, who had on their bingo card Riley using the term trolling at his State of the Union address? But Riley has to know that Jimmy is not being serious in that spot. Finally, one more 40 here. And this is something I've talked about throughout the season. I love Tyler Hero. But Tyler Hero, he is so slight of frame. He is so, like, he is not strong. And he gets pushed around on both sides. Not just defense. On both sides of the floor. And then there's the injury situation with Tyler Hero. And here's Pat Riley letting you know.
He's been fragile a little bit and broke his hand last year in the playoffs. You know, he had some injuries, you know, earlier in his career. And there isn't anybody who works, you know, harder at his game. And Spo's correct. He works and puts the time in. He put the time in the weight room. So, you know, how does he keep his calorie intake? And he might have to go to another level nutritionally. He's gotten stronger, but, you know, as the season progresses, you know, you lose some of that. You don't pound the iron like you do, you know, in the off season. But he's got to make some adjustments, definitely, you know.
Look, as far as the fragile comment about Tyler Hero, that's not going to help his trade value. That doesn't sound like Pat Riley real interested in trading Tyler Hero, all right? If you're going to tell everybody, like, that sounds like he obviously wants Tyler to be better. He wants him to be healthy, but that doesn't sound like trading Tyler Hero is on his mind. Riley did not come off in the press conference yesterday like sounding like a guy who is going, and you heard him saying they don't rebuild, they'll reload. He didn't sound like a guy who's ready to blow anything up. These State of the Union pressers are always about challenging his guys. He challenges everybody. He challenged Eric Spoelstra yesterday about the offense and the defense. He'd take a deeper dive into the offense. That's Eric Spoelstra. That's the highest paid coach. That's the best coach in the NBA. He's challenging everyone. And Jimmy knows that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, I will say, Jimmy's antics, you know, they're not as cool when he isn't available in the playoffs. It's not a coincidence that Riley is saying these things now as opposed to the last couple years. Like, Jimmy's been the same guy. The hair, the commercials, the big talk. He wasn't saying it after they lost in the Eastern Finals. He wasn't saying it after they lost in the NBA Finals. The act isn't as cute when they lose in the first round and Jimmy's not available. But these State of the Union addresses from Riley are always about challenging his guys. Sometimes the guy doesn't want to be challenged and he gets up and he runs away. That was LeBron James. Sometimes the guys don't want to be challenged and they get offended that they were out of shape. That's Kyle Lowry. Jimmy Butler does not strike me as the guy who is going to get offended by any of this. Jimmy Butler is the guy who's going to take it and say, oh, you feel that way? Well, I'm going to prove you wrong by shoving it up your ass, and I'm going to come back stronger next season. That's what's going to wind up happening with Jimmy Butler. Like, this stuff doesn't mean anything, the criticism of Jimmy Butler. He's going to take it as a challenge. It's one of the things that Jimmy Butler appreciates, that he likes about this franchise. They will step to him. You know, if it's only Jimmy Butler stepping to you, you get the situation that happened in Minnesota. This franchise, my favorite part of this franchise, Pat Riley always makes it clear that the front office is in charge. Jimmy will step to them, and they will step to him. And that's how they operate down here. And that's where the respect comes from on both sides. Nobody pussyfoots around the situation. We're not happy about this. We're going to let you know. You're not happy about this. You're going to let us know. It's going to be uncomfortable, and we're going to like it, and we're going to move forward. You know what's never uncomfortable? When you walk into the beautiful building that is North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership I personally endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you know what I'm talking about. It's that beautiful state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road. If you're thinking about getting a new car, whether it's a new Subaru, a pre-owned Subaru, we're talking an extensive inventory at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Maybe you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I don't need a new ride, but I do need my current vehicle service. Well, luckily for you, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're going to be treated like royalty, and they service all makes and models. So whatever car you're driving right now, you can get service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Check out their entire inventory. Schedule a service appointment today. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right, guys, it's Tuesday. You know what time it is. Let's get to Twitter Jam. Ah, yes, Twitter Jam every Tuesday, where we'll get some thoughts. We'll see what some people are saying on social media about a hot topic. And today, we're going to continue on. The Heat, Pat Riley, State of the Union. Let's keep going with that here for today's edition of Twitter Jam. Will Manso. Let's see what he says. He is the sports director at WPOG Local 10. He says, Pat Riley always enters this press conference with a narrative he wants to push. This year, that's clearly about players being available and Jimmy Butler being the center of that. Every answer he's given comes back to it. There's frustration in his voice every time he mentions it. This next tweet is from The Carton Show. All right, that's on mornings on FS1. You got Craig Carton. You got Tim Hardaway Sr. here. And the Carton Show tweets out, is Jimmy Butler a member of the Miami Heat next season? And here's the clip they attached.
Six out of seven under 65 games.
Yes.
Six out of the last seven. That's crazy. You can't ask for max dollars for that. I guess he's sitting back and saying, I'm playoff Jimmy. I do show up in big moments.
And you really should keep your mouth kind of tight when it comes.
Especially if you're about to get a contract.
Yeah, and you're not on the court helping your team win. And you want more money. It's not the time to talk.
I guarantee you, Pat Riley has a contract already constructed that's in the rule guidelines that he going to give to him, take this or leave
it. So if you had to predict the future, and I'm not going to hold you to it, is Jimmy Butler a member of the Miami Heat next year?
That's going to be tough to say. That's if he want to take those restrictions on this contract.
Do you think Pat wants him back?
I think Pat wants him back.
For sure. Okay.
But not at that dollar that he's
at his number.
Right. Yeah.
All right, this next tweet here. And look, I mean, I don't know how connected Tim is to the team anymore at this point, but Jimmy Butler is absolutely going to be back with the Heat next year. It's not a difficult question to answer. This next tweet, all right, Stephen Bondi, he covers the NBA. He says, Jimmy Butler, quote, should keep your mouth shut since he's not on the court, Pat Riley. So he was quoting Pat Riley there. And Frank Isola, I'm a big fan, Frank and Scal every morning on SiriusXM NBA Radio starting lineup. Isola says, Pat Riley's annual end of season State of the Union address never disappoints. He's right. The national media, they love it. They gobble this stuff up. All right, next one. This is from Raj C. He apparently covers the Lakers. And in response to that same quote from Pat Riley about Jimmy Butler, he says, all these diss records, and Pat Riley might have sent the most direct shot all week. That's a good job. You got a whole Kendrick Lamar and Drake thing going on. All right, Orlando Alzaguri, Big O, come on, let's see what Big O says here. It's good to hear the only person in the organization that can call Jimmy Butler out for all the crap he's been pulling lately. Dude never plays, kills his team in the standings last 2 years, and runs his mouth. Boy, that's hard from Big O. Big O is not a fan of Jimmy Butler this year. I've seen a lot of his commentary. He is not a fan right now. All right. Next tweet here. This is from Justin Termini, SiriusXM NBA Radio in the afternoons. Termini in response to Riley's comments. As I've said, Miami's number one offseason goal should be to regain control of the organization from Jimmy Butler. Good start here from Pat Riley. All right. Next up here, this is from Barry Jackson. He's a writer for the Miami Herald. Says here, Riley doesn't agree with Haslam's comment that Hero is better off the bench and team is better off that way. He's a starter, Riley said. Riley reiterated that Haslam works for Heat and, quote, probably should have kept that to himself and not said that on ESPN. Yeah, that's interesting because when you work for the team, they don't allow you to go on other, they don't allow you to go out there in front of a microphone and give your opinions about the team. Like, for instance, there have been times where I've had Alonzo Mourning on my show or Shane Battier, and I know not to ask directly about things that are going on with the Heat. I have Alonzo Mourning on maybe to talk about something that happened, or I'll have Shane Battier on to talk about the Final Four, but they are not allowed to speak on behalf of the organization. That's Eric Spoelstra. He's the only one throughout the season, and then at the end of the year, Pat Riley will have his State of the Union. Otherwise, nobody else speaks on behalf of the team. And yeah, Udonis Haslam is doing stuff on NBA TV, and he made that appearance on ESPN. It's like, they don't allow their guys to do that. So it'll be interesting how they handle that moving forward. Trista Crick. You know we love Trista Crick. Every night, BetMGM, 7 to 11 Eastern time. And Trista, she tweets out, no Miami player or coach is safe when it comes to Pat Riley. and she put out this video attached.
This is where it went left with Pat Riley. He said at the exit presser, "I don't really care who you are, current players, former players, star players, role players, and the goddamn coach. I'm coming for everyone. Shots fired. I want a ring. Let's start with the strays on Tyler Hero and his availability."
He's been fragile a little bit.
Run that back for me one more time.
You know, he's been fragile.
He basically said Tyler Hero has skin of paper and bones of glass. Maybe someday Hero will surprise everyone and play every game. Udonis Haslam said that Tyler Hero should be a sixth man. Hey, he should keep his fucking mouth shut. Hey, did you hear about what Jimmy Butler said about the Celtics?
If you're not on the court playing against Boston, you should keep your mouth shut.
Are you thinking about giving Jimmy Butler extension? Because he says he wants max money. Yeah, I'm not giving Jimmy Butler max money right now. We're going to talk about that. Unless you have someone who's really going to be available every single night, that's the kind of guy I want to give max money to, and that is not him. So are you going to trade Jimmy Butler? No, not right now. Not exactly effusive praise, not exactly a denial. As for Eric Spoelstra, maybe he should spend more time taking a deep dive into the offense and the defense. Did he just low-key say, hey, he might be Darvin Ham with a better reputation? My man Pat Riley is wildin'.
And finally got one more here. This is from Hot Hot Hoops. They cover the Miami Heat, and they tweet out here, "If we learned anything from Pat Riley's end-of-season press conference, it's that he challenged the Miami Heat's lack of availability, specifically Jimmy Butler. Now it's time for Butler to respond and take on that challenge." And that right there is another addition of Twitter Jam. Have I told you guys about Sheets and Giggles yet today? I like telling you about Sheets and Giggles because I want you guys to benefit from the same comfortable sleep that I get every single night when I lay down in the Zaslow Mansion master bedroom bed and I'm laying on the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. I get them from Sheets and Giggles. Go to SheetsGiggles.com right now, and you're going to get the same kind of sleep that over 100,000 Americans are getting right now, sleeping on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Constant deals, flash sales, promos. Make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles on Twitter. I mean, heck, during every Panther game now, if the Panthers win, I'm telling you, my man Colin, he's the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he would have put out a promo code last night if the Panthers won. He loves South Florida sports, big Miami sports fan, so make sure you're following to take advantage so you can get the bed sheets, the comforter, the pillows, the mattresses. How about if this is your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, if you use promo code Zaslow, you're going to get 20% off your first order. Yeah, so go wild. Pick up everything. Enter promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. You support the sponsors that support the show. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. So last night, the NBA. Last night was the big story is we have two new young superstars in this league. It is very obvious now at this point. Jalen Brunson, superstar. Anthony Edwards, superstar. And the Knicks last night take a 1-0 series lead over Indiana in what is, without question, the best crowd in the NBA. I don't know. Like, the Garden is unbelievable when the Knicks are good. You guys, this isn't me. Oh, Zaslow, how could you say that? You're a Heat fan. I hate the Knicks. But can we be honest here? Those games at the Garden are wild. And it's a cool thing that happens there that I don't see for other teams, which is their former players, they're sitting in the front row and they're into it like fans. That doesn't happen. Like, they wear this pride for having played for that organization that you don't see it very many other teams. Now, maybe it's because, I mean, there is a certain energy in that building. Maybe it's because they haven't won in 1,000 years. But, like, and I know they did no winning when Stephon Marbury was there, but it was pretty cool seeing Stephon Marbury sitting there in the front row. Now, granted, by the way, Stephon Marbury did no winning for the Knicks. He was horrible. His teams were horrible. He's like Michael Jordan in China. They have a statue outside one of the buildings there in China of Stephon Marbury. He is their Michael Jordan. He's a really big deal out there, and he probably belongs, as a result of what he has done out there, he probably belongs in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm serious, he probably does. It was cool. Marbury was so into it, but you got like Latrell Sprewell and John Starks and Bernard King and Ewing. Like, now Ewing's pretty laid back watching the games, but the other dudes, like, they're jumping up and down and going crazy. It's a pretty cool scene. Officiating was horrible down the stretch. You had the one kickball that they called on the Pacers late in the game. It was tied. Very obviously went off his hand. You had, and that was very damaging to the Pacers. You also had, they called the one play, they called it Pacer ball on a turnover late, where the ball clearly went out the foot of a Pacer. They then went and reviewed it. They overturned it. Horrible job officiating. I actually don't have a problem with the Miles Turner moving screen late, where the Pacers had a chance to tie down by three. Was it down by three? No, maybe it was down by one, actually. Whatever it was, they had a chance there at the end. They didn't get the chance because it was a moving screen on Miles Turner. I thought it was a pretty obvious call, actually. We'll get back to that in big deal or not a big deal. If last night was any sign, this would be a fun series. Now, I do think it's important to point out on the Pacers side, where is Tyrese Halliburton? I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, in the first half of the season, we're talking about he's the next great point guard. Is he the best point guard in the NBA? Where is Tyrese Halliburton? He's been terrible in these playoffs. He was terrible last night. Where is Tyrese Halliburton? But anyway, really fun game last night. The second game, Anthony Edwards is a superstar. We know this, but maybe more importantly, I can't believe the Timberwolves are this good. They kicked the shit out of the Nuggets from start to finish. And the Nuggets have a real problem here because they've gotten off to a slow start every single game this postseason. When you get out the slow starts against the Lakers, that's okay. The Nuggets can recover. You get off to a slow start against a championship caliber team. Clearly, I was wrong. Clearly a championship caliber team in Minnesota, you cannot recover. And they beat the shit out of them last night. I can't believe the Nuggets are this good. The Wolves are this good. The Nuggets are in very big trouble. Yep, they are. If the game was close again last night, all right, it's a championship team. Go to Minnesota, win two games. Hard, but go to Minnesota, win two games. The Nuggets are in deep doo-doo right now. And Jamal Murray, one of the big stories there, Jamal Murray late in the game. Like, this Nugget team, you got Brendan Malone, who's going crazy on the court, not even picking up a technical foul. Jamal Murray throws the heating pad on the floor during the game in anger. He's not going to be suspended. If it were the regular season, he probably would be. I hope he's not suspended because I'd like this to be a competitive series. But awful look for the Nuggets. Awful look for Jamal Murray. And yes, you could obviously say, oh, it was Draymond Green. Well, yeah, like that kind of is the point. If there's a player with a history there, he will be suspended. Jamal Murray, it should be viewed on a case by case. Jamal Murray's not going to be suspended because he's Jamal Murray and because the stakes are so high. But that's awful behavior from Jamal Murray. He probably should be suspended. I have a hard time believing he will be suspended. So tonight, though, Cavs at Celtics game one. Hard not to expect the Celtics to cruise. Mavericks at Thunder. This one's interesting because the Thunder have looked phenomenal. They've been off for 8 days. I don't know what the Thunder are going to look like tonight. Anyway, that's what's on tap this evening. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. You get all the big deals when you go to caneswear.com. That's right. Everybody knows that Caneswear is the spot that has the most Miami Hurricanes gear. But we're talking your favorite gear on all your favorite South Florida sports teams. Heat, Dolphins, Panthers, Inter Miami. You go to caneswear.com, they're going to deliver it right to your front door. Hey, you need new Panther gear on your way to game two tomorrow night? Stop into Caneswear, 2655 South University Drive. Real easy to find. They're just south of 595 on the west side of University. Get your hats, your t-shirts, a whole lot more. Caneswear, it's more than a store, it's an experience. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop and get all of the big deals. Let's get to big deal or not a big deal. First up, here's Chris Finch, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, after the game on Jamal Murray throwing a heating pad onto the floor during play.
Well, I didn't actually see it happen, but when it was explained to me, the referees didn't see it either, so they're not able to issue a technical unless they see it. We tried to impress upon them that there probably aren't many fans in the building that have a heat pack, so it probably had to come from the bench, which they found logical. But it's inexcusable and dangerous. I'm sure it was just a mistake and an oversight. I'm sure there was nothing intentional by the officiating at all, but certainly can't allow that to happen.
I'm going big deal. You obviously can't disagree with anything Chris Finch is saying there. It'll be interesting what the NBA, if anything, decides to do. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? Stan Van Gundy, Brian Anderson, Stan Van Gundy were on the call for TNT last night, Knicks and Pacers. And here, Miles Turner, officiating was so sus, especially late in the game. Miles Turner called for the moving screen offensive foul, the game on the line. Stan Van Gundy vehemently disagrees.
Shot clock is off. Indiana down a point at Madison Square Garden. And Turner will be called for an offensive foul on the screen.
That is shocking. You never see that call at this point in the game. Wow. I mean, never.
DiVincenzo hit the deck, sold it.
That is a great acting job. A lot of great actors here in New York City. You see them on Broadway all the time. That's as good an acting job as you'll see. He technically was moving a little bit. Indiana's going to challenge.
Ruling on the floor is an offensive foul on Turner. Indiana's challenging the ruling.
I do not think they'll win the challenge.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal because I don't agree with Stan here. I think it was a pretty obvious moving screen, and I don't think that DiVincenzo sold it. I think he got knocked over, so I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So, Gilbert Arenas, you know, he's got his show, Gil's Arena. And Rudy Gobert, he had to miss the game yesterday because his first child was born. And Gilbert Arenas and his pals there, Brandon Jennings, they react the way that you would expect them to.
I mean, missing this game for that baby. I see you.
It's the baby, bro. It's going to be there when you get back. We hope.
Right.
I mean, God, I'm just saying.
Deal.
I just know. I'm just saying. The baby going to be
okay, but unnecessary.
The baby going to, it don't know. It, whatever you about to think you about to do with the baby, he going to be asleep.
Need that skin to skin contact.
Okay, yeah, he is skin to skin in 2 days.
Right on the titty. The whole time, right on the titty.
Need
some milk.
Like, I get you want to be with your wife and smile and stuff, and you're good NBA healthcare insurance.
Right.
It's because of you playing.
I'm going not a big deal. Like I said, those guys, they reacted exactly the way you would expect them to. That show is a grift. It's just Gilbert Arenas saying wildly stupid, ignorant, crazy things. They're pulling a grift on everybody. I don't think he even believes half the things he says. He's just trying to get everybody's attention, and guess what? It's working. So I'm going, not a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by the place where we get all of the big deals on all of our favorite local sports teams apparel, Caneswear, caneswear.com, or visit in person in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. Yes! All right, so tonight we'll enjoy some basketball. Got to finish watching Monday Night Raw from last night. By the way, new episode of It's Still Real to Me drops later this afternoon. Maybe it's already the afternoon when you're listening to this. So you're in the future, I'm in the past. Then there's a new episode of It's Still Real to Me that is already dropped. That's my wrestling podcast. We'll recap Backlash from over the weekend. And last night, King and Queen of the Ring began on Monday Night Raw. So make sure you check out the latest episode of It's Still Real to Me. Also, tomorrow, I am hosting alongside Dan Levitard, the Dan Levitard Show with Stu Gatz tomorrow. I'm back in studio with those guys down in Miami tomorrow, 9 a.m. live on YouTube. So make sure you check that out. I am back in studio tomorrow with Levitard. I hope you guys watch, listen, you hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.